In today's Asian time, burnout has been a major contributor to healthcare professionals leaving their area of work. Research indicates that poor interpersonal relationships in healthcare settings lead to higher levels of burnout. In contrast, when leaders build strong relationships with their team members up front, teams have higher satisfaction and success rates and have developed a strong psychological sense of community. The Relational Leadership Initiative, also known as RLI, offers an alternative and potential solution to preventing burnout. RLI is a four-day-long learning collaborative at the University of Utah, which was developed in collaboration with Oregon Health Sciences University, University of North Carolina, and Primary Care Progress. The goal of RLI is to improve individual leadership practice, teamwork, wellness, and clinical innovation efforts in an interprofessional setting. The main objective of this project is to determine if participation in RLI results in the participants' improved sense of well-being and psychological sense of community. RLI is being assessed through quantitative and qualitative measures, modeling Kirkpatrick's four levels of evaluation. My project is focusing on the quantitative assessment of RLI. The qualitative measures consist of interviews which will be conducted and assessed within another research project. The Well-Being Index is a validated screening tool that assesses the domains of burnout, depression, stress, fatigue, mental and physical quality of life, satisfaction with work-life integration, and meaning in work. The Psychological Sense of Community Scale is also a validated survey tool that focuses on 9 questions on self, membership, and entity. Figure 6 depicts the average well-being index scores calculated for the fall 2019 cohort and the spring 2020 cohort. Overall, in our quantitative analysis, baseline to post-course well-being index survey shows reductions in burnout of work, worrying that work is hardening participants emotionally, and feeling overwhelmed with tasks. From baseline to 6 months post-course, our well-being index survey shows reductions in burnout from work, and worrying that work is hardening participants emotionally. Our psychological sense of community scale showed greatest improvements in dependence on cohort members and having a support system within the group. However, the psychological sense of community scale or results was not maintained 6 months after course completion. Program features that were rated as most impactful by attendees included psychological safety and trust created, opportunities for individual and group reflections, and trainer and facilitators modeling vulnerability and program skills. Early results from the University of Utah are encouraging that this program can complement the traditional teaming skills in health science educations and impart the lasting relational skills in participants that elevate teamwork to improve patient care and promote employee wellness. Continued assessment is needed to determine the long-term impacts of RLI participation on participants. Thank you for joining me today, and overall, I'd like to give a huge shout-out and thank you to my project mentor, Dr. Kyle Turner, assistant professor at the University of Utah, for his mentorship and collaboration on this analysis. Thank you.